Peace and blessings and greetings, inhabitants of soul. Excuse me. Today I like to talk about cigarettes in this episode of my blog. Cigarettes. What can we say about cigarettes? Well, I used to smoke for 20 years, so I believe I can say something on it. I'm kind of a authority on it. Mainly because I've seen the bad side of it and the good side of it. And I'm here to tell you, stop smoking, period. Just stop smoking. It's not worth it. It's not worth it at all. I'm not going to go into what's in cigarettes. You already know that. I ain't going to go into, you should quit. You ain't nobody unless you quit. I'm not going to go into that. It's just a suggestion. It's just my opinion, you know, in actuality when it comes down to it. You know, whether you want to smoke Lucy's or take you 2 days to smoke a pack. Either way, when I started smoking, cigarettes cost around $1.50. And when they said, because I heard it on the news one day, that Newports, or not Newports, but yeah, that's the brand. See, I'm thinking about them already. But cigarettes were going to cost $5 a pack. I was like, oh yeah, that's ridiculous. I won't be smoking then. That's too much. They're $1.50 now. They go to $5. That's ridiculous. Oh no, that's just ridiculous. That's outrageous. At the time, that was my thinking, but you know, they use inflation very wisely. They let it, you know, bit by bit, inch by inch, quarter by quarter, dime by dime, nickel by nickel, cent by cent. It adds up over time, and boom, now here we are, a pack of new world costs around about $7, $7.50, and that's in the South, deep South. You probably get away with about $6 in Carolina right now. I'm not sure because I don't buy cigarettes. And this is how I stop. I just stop. Yeah, I stop for health reasons. At the same time, I just stop. And whenever the urge came, I was willing and waiting for the battle. You know, the battle. Go ahead, man. Just smoke one, man. Ain't nobody gonna know but me and you. Dang, man. I'm just gonna get this short. I know it's a short around here somewhere. I'm just gonna hit these shorts. Shorts are nasty, by the way. Especially if they've been out for a day or two and been stale. Wah. Then, so when that urge to show up, I just deny it. I don't even listen to it. Especially to this day, I don't listen to it. I deny it battle, actually, you know. I don't even entertain this conversation, you know. But at first, I was willing, and I wanted it to show up so I can show it that, hey, you don't got no power over me. It might be snow on the ground outside. You're going to go outside and smoke a cigarette. You're gonna hit it, just get some nicotine in. You're like, man, it's cold. I don't know what I hear. I'm just gonna go go back in the house, you know. So yeah, it'll have you doing crazy things. But you can try this method over time, or you can just try, because I quit cold turkey. I'll be honest with you, I quit cold turkey. And like I said, when the urge came up, I denied it battle. So no sir, we won't be doing none of that. Trust, and I am stronger. What else you got? Trust, we ain't smoking nothing. No. Come, ain't nobody gonna know. You a grown man. You pay your own bills. You got money. You put a pack to the side. No. We ain't doing none of that. None of it. Deny it. Battle. Period. Simple as that. And you know, The warnings on the package are there for a reason. It is not a game. It is truth. You know, just like the campaign Truth, where they would show you all types of results of, cigarette consumption. So it is actual factual, my friend. It is actual factual. Cigarettes do cause cancer. Cigarettes do cause heart disease. All tobacco products do. All because it's processed and man-made and made to get you hooked. So, at the same time, you can get cancer. You can get a different. There's so many different types of cancers you can get. It's ridiculous, and you can lose your. You have to mess around and have a trach. Have to have a hole in your neck so you can breathe. You have like what do you call it? What do you call it? I forgot what they call it when you can't hardly breathe like that. But anyway, you'd be able talking with the microphone, robot voice and stuff like that. Or you had the hole in your trach. You know what I'm saying? You had a little thin silver. It's up to you. I'm just saying. This stuff is real. Or you can get to the zipper, you get the heart disease. Well, where your heart is all messed up and you need bypass surgery or something, Or you got, your lungs. Oh my God, your lungs to just get black and everything. When I used to smoke, I heard somewhere that when you smoke, cigarettes turn your blood to sludge and it makes you feel heavy and weak, and plus you can taste the lead in it. Over time, I was able to taste the lead, and I could feel my blood actually turning to sludge. My heart having to pump harder to move blood around because I felt it because of the effects of the cigarettes. So, and I used to drive trucks for like 13 years. So, I then, I still watch my intake of cigarettes. It still took me about 2 days to smoke a pack, but at the same time, I was smoking up and down the highway, which wasn't a good thing, the movies, if you see old movies that light up a cigarette every 5 minutes, and these movies were, sub fan finance by, cigarette companies, Big tobacco. Why you call them, why you think they call them big tobacco? They ain't little tobacco. They ain't got no little money. They got big money. So yeah, so that led to people thinking, it's cool to smoke. Have a smoke after dinner. Have a smoke after a drink. Have a smoke in the morning. Have a smoke on your break. That type of thing, man. And eventually, they start learning. Well, hold on, people in here dying all kinds of crazy stuff related to these cigarettes. This ain't gonna help. This is not gonna help. So, quit for your loved ones. If you're not concerned with your health, be concerned with the health of others, especially those around you, because secondhand smoke is deadly also. See, I can just go on and on about this, but I'm talking from firsthand experience. They're no good. In the end, they're no good. The Marlboro man, he might look sexy, but then you see him by himself, right? He gonna die by himself, cause that's, man, anybody around that smoking stuff, man. I told him stop smoking. Everybody told him stop smoking. He lay way out there. Trust me, he got a pack of cigarettes. It say up there, these things may cause cancer, but he still smoking. Thinking he cool out there by himself with the livestock and everything. That's cool, man. That's cool and everything. I understand you ain't got nothing else to do. At the same time, you want to eventually slow down or just leave him alone. That's any type of, that's dip, that's skull, snuff, that's all that stuff. Copenhagen, that, all that stuff. I had a friend when I was real little. I'm talking about, I wasn't even a teenager, so I know he wasn't a teenager either. He was probably 11 or 12, and he was from Arkansas, and I remember this, was growing up in Vietnam. I'm telling my age right now, but that's cool. Back in the, early 70s, I mean, what, 70s or 80s, I can't remember. Anyway, and he had his little cowboy boots. It was a little cool, so I believe his name was Brian. So, yeah, but he used to, whip it out his back pocket, saying, and put that thumb on it, and he'll shake it and make that thumping sound, and he'll get a pinch out of there and put it in his jaw, a pinch or two, you know what I'm saying? But, I you know, from me knowing him personally, I would see when he put it in, his jaw, his gum would be reddish. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's supposed to be pinkish, but it's like reddish, and you could tell over time, it was really, yeah. And his dad and his mom, they kind of had like natural bulges in their jaw, so I think they used to dip it, but they ain't, you know, they ain't, I don't think they did it no more. And you can lose teeth like that, you know. That's, oh my God, oh my God. Think about your health. And smoking is nasty because it is. My people say it's a nasty habit because ashes are everywhere. You need an ashtray. It gets dirty. It gets funky. Unless you're one of those real, real, real clean freaks, like, you know, smoke a cigarette and you'll wash the ashtray afterwards. You know, that lets you know right there, stop smoking. You don't need to be smoking. But you, perhaps you're one of them persons, you know, like to drink after, you know, I mean, like to smoke after a drink, because that's one experience I highly recommend. Have you some moonshine. See, I'm originally from Carolina, NC, you know, the home of moonshine. At the same time, and I don't go for that fruity moonshine, but I go for that, you know, regular moonshine. But I used to have a shot. I don't drink it, then I have a shot of moonshine, and then would have a Newport afterwards. And the sensation and the feeling was like, oh my God, now that's cool, that's nice right there, the way it felt on your palate and down your trachea. Yeah, but you know, that's something I never experienced again, you know. But you know, I had the luxury of doing that when I was smoking, but nah, I'll deal with that. And I'll take a shot of corn liquor, you know, moonshine, you know, but nah, cigarettes, nah, no thanks. Now, I have a celebratory, you know, cigar or something like that. I don't think, you know, smoking one time in every blue moon, you know, such as a cigar, you know, for a celebration or something like that, I don't think that's gonna hurt. But your occasional cigarette here and there, yeah, that's gonna hurt, because you're gonna be tempted to smoke more, because, you know, an open pack of cigarettes doesn't stay fresh. So you'll find yourself buying packs just for them to stay fresh, and you'll be like, well, I gotta smoke them before they go bad. You see how that works? So just use your own discretion. I can't talk. I don't know what the problem is. Distraction. Use your own discretion. There we go. That being said, until next time, take care of yourself. Love yourself. Be mindful of self. Know thyself. Peace.